Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday the 1st of May. And thank you for listening. Let's just cover a couple of quick points last night. Firstly, the old Carl Pilkington Suggsy sitting next to me. First things first, he did predict the score. We always have a what you think tonight. Me, him, my brother, my brother's boy. And Suggsy did say 0-1 Ajax, so I have to give him credit for that, as he did keep reminding me I gave you about a 7.8 shot there. And then, of course, he lets himself down with nonsense and ridiculous statements, claiming that Ajax would be top three in the Premier League behind Liverpool and Man City, basically saying that they're better than Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea and Man U. I can categorically tell you that they're not. They would probably finish 7th or 8th in our league. They're actually not very good. There's been a massive overreaction to beating a very poor Real Madrid team this year and beating Juventus, which was a great achievement, but I just got the feeling that Juventus felt they'd done it in the first leg and were a bit lax. And unfortunately, it is a game you can't switch yourself back on when you do. I think when Juventus scored, they thought they'd done it. Yeah, last night we were just a shambles, weren't we, for half an hour. We didn't turn up. After that, we bossed the game, but we haven't got anybody up front to score goals for us. Wanyama's about Sunderland level of football. Llorente's about Sunderland level of football. I'm of no doubt that if we'd had a full team that we would beat them. And I came out of the ground thinking we got every chance of going through. I said to Suggsy, I said, I think we'll go through. I cannot not see us scoring out there with Son playing. If we get the first goal, all of a sudden the pressure is on them. They've got to, even if they went 2-1 up, they know if we get another one that they're out. So I do think it is game on. Of course, it's not an ideal result, but I can't have that. Yes, they've got a couple of good young players and promising young players, but I can't have this total football that somebody put on Twitter, get a grip. And this, yeah, they're an exciting young team, but they are a mile off. They're not even top of their own league, or winning their own league. They're level on points, and they were PSV. So it was disappointing, but we're not out of it by any means. Just a shame that we didn't turn up for half an hour. We just stood ball watching for the first 30 minutes, didn't we? Like rabbits in headlights. When you look from a punting point of view, if Tottenham are 1-0 down to Barcelona, Man City, Liverpool, Bayern Munich, say, probably Real Madrid at their peak, PSG, after that, we would be bigger than 5-1 to qualify. We would be up there 6-point-something onwards, and we're 3.9. And that tells you the level of opposition that you're up against. So, we'll see you next week. It'll be interesting. Tonight, obviously, we have an interesting one. Peter, can I stop talking about Spurs? No, I can't, Peter. I'm a Spurs fan. It's my podcast. I talk about them if I like. You have a choice, Peter. Firstly, you need to click a link to get to this, and then you need to click play. If you do neither of those things, you don't have to listen to me. Beautiful. You go about your day, I'll go about mine. Lovely. Right, next. Where are we? Right, horses. I've got no place horse bets. I've updated those. But I have got some trades. I just used to try and give one trade. I'm going to try and analyse the horses a bit better for you each day. Again, it is a time thing, and when there's not so much football, it's a bit easier. But today I have got one trade, 25%, and that is 4:45 Pontefract Seen the Light. So I'll be backing that pre-race. Just before the off, looking to then get out for a 25% profit. In the 5 o'clock at Ascot, this isn't one of the place system horses, but it's a horse I fancy to run well and get in the places, is Tomalee. So I couldn't put you off having an each way bet on that. Of course, if you follow any of this advice, it is purely at your own risk. But Tomalee in the 5 o'clock at Ascot, I think looks a good prospect for today, win and place. Flirtaire in the 7:25 at Brighton, front running type. I like this as a trade today. I mean, this is almost for me Dob territory, but sort of 35-40% Flirtaire in the 7:25 at Brighton. And a horse I fancy to win today is in the 8:10 at Bath, Sassoon. Short price, shortish price, 6-4-ish. I fancy that to go well. So Seen the Light, sort of 25% trade. Tom Lee is an each way mention, if you like. Flirtaire is a good trade in the 7.25 at Brighton, and Sassoon a potential winner of the 8.10 at Bath. So that's the horses for today. Golf, we have the Wells Fargo Championship, and I've thrown some darts at that at big prices. Aaron Wise at 55, Rory Sabatini at 120, Kevin Streelman at 130, and T. Mullinax, I think his name's Trey Mullinax at 150, all on the Betfair Win Market, and we'll look to trade those. One of those events, McIlroy and Fowler, are short, so everybody else is a bit inflated. I'm hoping one of those gets in amongst it and gives us a trade. So it's Mullinax at 150, Streelman 130, Sabatini 120, and Wise at 55. Football-wise, obviously not much on now. We are getting to the deaths of the season. But Swansea play Derby tonight. If that is 0-0 after 25 minutes, then I would look to lay a first half goal, lay under 0.5 first half goals, and then I would look, if it's 0-0 at half time, to trade the over 1.5 for my usual, for those who've listened, backing it at 45 minutes, still 0-0, backing it at 65 minutes. That's Swansea versus Derby. Obviously, we do have the big game, and it is a bigger game than last night. I don't think any, even me in my wildest dreams, could claim it wasn't, in the Champions League. Barcelona versus Liverpool. Barcelona evens, Liverpool 3-1, the draw. It's one of them, again, I can't see Liverpool not scoring. You know, it's whether they can keep Barcelona out, but given their defensive performance, I genuinely, I know Barcelona are favourites to go through. I think Liverpool really are a great chance of qualifying here, as much as it pains me to say it. You know, I think it will hinge on this leg. I think Barcelona need to give themselves a lead here. Sure, they can come to Liverpool and score, but I think Anfield, if they've got a sniff of going through, Liverpool will rise to the occasion. Whilst he's not won finals, Klopp, he's proved he can get to them. So again, I wouldn't want to be backing Barcelona at even money tonight. The draw, maybe trading the draw, but if I was playing, and I'm not playing, but if I was, then I would probably do the correct scores, and I'd do similar to last night. I would do the 1-1 at 8.4, the 2-1 at 9.8, and the 1-2 at 17.5, and look to trade those three if the opportunity arose. So that's just my views on the game. Barcelona, you know, you've got the Messi factor, but I just don't think they're as great a side as they were over the years. And Liverpool, you know, whatever happens in the Premier League, and whilst I may chuckle to myself and wind a few people up, if Liverpool don't win that Premier League, having won, lost only one game, you know, they're a good side. And whilst, yes, I say it would be funny, they would be the unluckiest runners-up that we'll ever see, I would think. And, you know, they may have rode their luck a little bit in this Champions League, but, yeah, I think they'll be right in this tie tonight. Anyway, I'm waffling on about them. What am I doing waffling on about Liverpool? Stop it. Right, a couple of announcements, a couple of things. Obviously, there is a couple of spaces for seminars if people want them, but two things. Did some business with Suggsy First yesterday, and I got sucked in. You got to remember, I'm a bit old school. I went from pen and paper, then I learnt Excel. I've never used, bar somebody, you know, Art and that setting up some automation through Gruss. I've never used any trading software. And Suggsy is a Fairbot user, and we were sitting there, and he was getting matches up on Fairbot. And I sort of said to him, I said, I don't know why I don't use any of this. Made it seem to look a lot easier to find markets, you know, the whole thing. So I am going to bite the bullet this summer, because I'm doing a lot more trading now, which I think is probably why I haven't. I sort of ceased from trading and just stuck to fixed odds, and I've thrown myself almost full time back into the trading again, which I'm absolutely loving, and it's being nice and lucrative. So I thought, right, for next season, then I'm not a great one for reading manuals or anything, but I will learn and get myself some trading software. So I want you FTS people to tell me which one is the one to get. Is it Fairbot? Is it Geek's Toy? Is it BetAngel? What should I be using to set myself up for trading football? Obviously, if you listen to the podcast, you know the sort of trades I have, laying first half goals late on, backing and trading over 2.5, drip, putting bets in drip wise. And I know there's people like David Bell listening to this, hopefully, who will, you, I think he uses BetAngel, who will tell me he can help me set me up. I'm looking for a bit of help from the FTS team on what software to use, how to set it up, and then obviously looking at the summer maybe to set up some automation for my trading, just to free a bit of time. I actually enjoy sitting here, but I am old school. I see lots of people with everything, and I call them the all the gear, no idea parade. Where I do have multiple screens, but I do everything through the Betfair interface and always have done. So if anybody can help me out there, I don't know whether, I very much doubt that Peter Webb listens to this, but if anybody does, who has software or recommends software or uses software, please do drop me a line and email me. Because I do value your opinion, and I respect that people will know a lot more about this than me. So I'm happy for any help you wish to give me on that step forward. And the other point is, I mentioned a while back in a podcast about having a meetup in a pub, closed season, just to sit and talk trading with people, talk about the upcoming season, answer any questions people may have. So I'm going to do this in the week of June the 10th. I'm looking at June the 13th as a potential. It will be in London because I don't like gravy on my chips. So it will be in London, and I'm looking just to hire an area in a pub. The drinks will be on me. Obviously, I can't have 100 people, so I will do it on a sort of first come, first serve basis. But I'm looking at a meetup on June the 13th in London, in a pub. If people are interested, email me. I will do it on a first come, first serve basis. I'm thinking of meeting up at about 12:30, and sort of staying there through till 5-ish. Obviously, we'll just get some bar snacks, whatever, burger and chips, whatever it may be, and sit and have a few beers and discuss all things that we wish to discuss. So I'm thinking probably 10 to 12 people. Any more than that, and it gets out of hand. So if people are interested in that on June the 13th, then I will do that. If it goes well, I may look to do one a bit further north before the season starts, but at the moment the date I've got free is June the 13th. So in London, it will be somewhere nearish the sort of King's Cross area. But yeah, drop me an email and I will piece that together for people. No charge, just pitch up, have a chat, I'll get the beers, treat you to a bit of food, and we can have a little chat if people want to do that. So I think that is it. I've done the golf, yes, I've given you the horses. I've talked about Swansea Derby. I've talked about Tottenham's lackluster performance and Suggsy's ridiculous claim of there being the top three, which I will not let go, by the way, because that is just one of the most non. I mean, this guy sits telling me he's managed football teams. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I've done the 13th. I've done the horses. Right. Okay, guys. Have a great, what is it, Wednesday? Drop me some emails on the trading software if you can. Drop me some emails if June the 13th interests you, and I will catch you all tomorrow morning.